Chairman of Ellen Adresse Trustees, Charles Osei Asibe, has called on Ghanaians, especially celebrities, to use their popularity to impact positively on the lives of the physically challenged. Mr. Asibe made the call at a handing over ceremony of a refurbished male dormitory to the Accra Center for the Socially Disadvantaged, popularly known as Kaneshe Cripples Home in Accra. He said the inmates do not only need food and a place to sleep, but a startup incentive after leaving the home. We bring you a report by Lamine Hamahulai.
The Accra Center for the Socially Disadvantaged, formerly known as the Kaneshe Cripples Home, was established in 1958 to provide vocational training to the physically challenged persons. Currently, 26 inmates made up of 16 males and 10 females live there. The inmates undergo 3 years training in dressmaking, leatherworks, shoemaking, beads, among others. The inmates are examined by the Department of Social Welfare after the end of their training. The Ellen Adresse Trust, TEAT, which is a charity organization established a month ago, partnered with the Kaneshe Cripples Home to refurbish the male dormitory at an undisclosed amount. This came about after TEAT visited the home and realized that the dormitory needed refurbishment. It therefore decided to partner the home to get it done. The floor was painted, fans and lights were also changed as part of the renovation. TEAT also provided student mattresses, new bathroom and a toilet facility for the inmates. The chairman of the Ellen Adresse Trust, Charles Oseisibe, said Ghanaians, especially celebrities, should use their popularity to galvanize support to impact on the lives of those living with disability all over the country.
Star power. But just before that, I often myself, even if I'm not rich, by God's grace, I have a certain level of stardom. How do I advantage of the disadvantage? It's not through their fault, but we must have an impact on them. We went around and we saw some of their handiworks. Then let's help them to help our country. Let's help them to have a meaningful life done at the boys' dormitory and to assure the hope that if you continue to pray for us, the board have discussed certain challenges with us, and we will make this place our home.
The chairman of the Accra Center for the Socially Disadvantaged, Anthony Mensah, thanked TEAT for the gesture and urged the inmates to take good care of the dormitory. He asked Ghanaians not to underestimate the ability of others.
This is a dream come true. Some progress. The Ghanaians have a proverb, Uli Mubia, a friend of our literal translation. If you really don't know somebody, don't underestimate or underrate the person. They've written down well. And the trust, we say a big thank you. But from now, my brothers, the trust have come to show us. Cleanliness is really next to heaven. So I hope this will sound very well to all of us. Everything being done was not really budgeted for. It's all controlled budget. So he comes, he sees this and says, oh, this is not well done. I won't do this in my house. And these are the kind of people we need in Ghana.
The leatherworks instructor of the home, Mutala Mohammed, also thanked the NGO for the gesture.
Lamine Hamahulai, father